This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. According to J.P. Morgan, the U.S. has achieved energy independence for the first time in 40 years. The U.S. now produces more of its energy needs at home instead of importing as much oil, natural gas, or other fossil fuels, and President Joe Biden's energy policies have made U.S. energy more affordable and have helped transition the nation toward cleaner energy technologies and alternative energies like solar, wind, and geothermal energy. NASA completed a record-breaking experiment a few weeks ago by streaming an adorable cat video from deep, deep space, 19 million miles away. That's about 80 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon. Using laser communication, NASA streamed a 15-second cat video featuring a cat named Taters, a tabby cat belonging to an employee at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. The cat video took 101 seconds to reach the Hale Telescope at Caltech's Palomar Observatory in Southern California. It was then sent to JPL and played in real time. The demonstration was part of NASA's Deep Space Optical Communications Experiment, aimed at improving the infrastructure for communication beyond the Earth's orbit. As one example, if humans are to go to Mars, the need exists for large amounts of data to be transmitted over a longer distance. This demonstration marked another step towards such a possibility. The demonstration was done with the help of NASA's Psyche spacecraft, which was launched last October with the aim of exploring an asteroid with the same name. The Deep Space Optical Communications Experiment used laser communications as opposed to traditional radio frequencies to transfer large packets of data at faster rates over greater distances. And the experiment honored an earlier test for TV broadcasts. The NASA video is of Taters chasing a laser pointer. In 1928, a statue of the cartoon character Felix the Cat was used to test television transmissions. The video was transmitted using a flight laser transceiver, one of several new pieces of hardware being deployed for the first time. Ryan Rogelin, the project's receiver electronics lead, said, "Despite transmitting from millions of miles away, it was able to send the video faster than most broadband internet connections. In fact, after receiving the video at Palomar, it was sent to JPL over the internet, and that connection was slower than the signal coming from deep space. JPL's design lab did an amazing job helping us showcase this technology. Everyone loves Taters." This streaming experiment is part of a larger initiative to stream high-bandwidth video and other data from deep space, thus enabling future human missions beyond Earth orbit. With the success of the laser cat video transmission, NASA engineers by next summer expect to be able to transmit from a distance that is 10 times as far, 186 million miles. Actor Pierce Brosnan pleaded guilty to walking off a boardwalk in a Yellowstone National Park thermal feature last year and will pay a fine. Brosnan, 70, will pay $1,540, a $500 fine, a $1,000 community service payment to the Yellowstone Forever Geological Fund, a $30 court processing fee, and a $10 special assessment by U.S. Magistrate Judge Stephanie Hambrick. Brosnan's sentencing took place March 14th at the Mammoth, Wyoming courthouse. Brosnan violated national park policy when he walked on a fragile thermal feature in Yellowstone National Park last year and uploaded pictures to his Instagram page of himself standing on the thermal feature at Mammoth Hot Springs in November. At the time, Brosnan was in Paradise Valley north of Mammoth and Gardner working on a film. There are signs posted in Yellowstone's thermal areas warning visitors about the dangers of thermal areas and requiring visitors to remain on designated boardwalks and trails. The warnings are for visitor safety and preservation of the thermal features themselves. The United States Attorney's Office had asked the court to sentence Brosnan to 2 years probation and the maximum fine of $5,000. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.